spectacle. Their great art for everyone becomes spectacular pieces for huge audiences all of the time. Personally, making interactive theatre for six people at a time, despite whatever quality of the work, it becomes impossible because it's not financially viable. And that for me is the crux of all of this. How can we measure the power of the arts against the power of money? The perpetual growth we need to stimulate isn't about effects or audience numbers. It's the attitudes we need to educate against art and artistic value. Money is vital because it sustains us. Art is vital because it progresses us. It's a basic ecosystem. I may be an artist, but that should not make me a martyr. Thank you.
Organizations like Art Angel, Loving Theatre, Punch Drunk, you guys know lots of this goes on. What I kind of did was cut and paste workable templates from all these different sort of organizations and stuck together what I thought would be a viable model. When I first started producing work, the ideas became super ambitious, which was quite intimidating when you could not sort of pull any resources to pull off these ambitious ideas as an independent. So I started relying upon the people I worked with and networks to start sort of supporting what Nomad did. I guess in the short term, I thought that was the only viable way for Nomad to exist. I guess I saw that as a slight weakness maybe for the organization, but in the long term, I realized that that's our strength. That's what makes us good. That's what makes us strong, sustainable, and have longevity in the long run, I guess, which is what we should all do. Nomad is just two people. We're very light. We do a lot of crazy, ambitious things, and we get away with them because of our good relationships and partnerships. I guess the strength of that is our partnerships, our collaborators, the artists, all of which we like to have long-term, sustainable relationships with, which trickles down to, you know, the local authority, to the audience, and the art sector as a whole. Okay, so rant. Our size is our asset. Being small means being resourceful. Resourcefulness is the breeding ground for invention and innovation, generating a greater connection to the zeitgeist. Nimble and flexible in our approach to production, collaboration, engagement, all key to our survival and ongoing relevance. So larger institutions and policymakers will benefit from independents like us. They need to ask us questions, they need to look at our templates, they need to look at the way we operate, and use those as viable models to connect with audiences and keep on producing work that is part of a greater ecosystem. They need to be more outreaching, they need to take risks, they need to involve us a lot more than they actually do, because we are on the ground. And in the end, what you'll get is a generative, diverse, dynamic, and adventurous arts ecosystem, which is what we're looking for.